quantum mechanics, the science of the atomic and the subatomic, precise yet uncertain, existence as probability, a world so strange that Niels Bohr once stated, "Anyone who isn't shocked by quantum physics hasn't understood it."
So how does it work?
Welcome to Introduction to... Thank you. Welcome to Introduction to Quantum Mechanics. I'm Professor Rose, and I'll be with you throughout your time here at the university. But before we start, I want you to think back. As far back as you can, to before your birth, to the start of your family tree, to the formation of your nation, to before the tectonic plates forged the continents, to the very beginning of time itself. And for every one of those nanoseconds, I want you to imagine a new parallel world splitting off, and again, growing exponentially, creating an infinite realm of multiple universes of time and space, in which you are at the same time everywhere. And nowhere.
What scares me most is not having control.
Everett put forward the many worlds theory interpretation when he was a student, not so dissimilar to yourselves. Any of you have a groundbreaking theory you'd like to share? So, to finish off, I'd like you to set you a variation on Schrödinger's thought experiment. Put a cat, or a man, in a box, with unknown to them some fatal hazard that is triggered completely at random. Seal the box, and without looking, what is their state? Alive or dead?
Sam? It's okay. You're awake.
Huh?
It's me, Yvonne. Was it the same dream?
Yeah.
Shall I get you some water?
Please.
I'm worried about you. They're becoming more frequent.
It's just...
Maybe we should see someone.
Let's talk about it in the morning.
Sure.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Beck.
Morning.
Here are the accounts to be processed by the end of today. Good night, Mr. Beck.
Sam, is that you? You're really late. Why didn't you call me?
Huh?
Where have you been?
Walking.
By the university. Again, we've spoken about...
I'm sorry,
Are you okay? Sam, are you going to tell me what's wrong?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Sam? Are you hungry? I've made...
Candles? What's all this? Damn it, I completely forgot.
It's fine.
You didn't know. It was supposed to be a surprise.
It still is. Thank you. Here. Let's open this. To 6 years of putting up with me.
Here, here.
I'm sorry I've been so distracted lately.
It's okay. Let's just enjoy the rest of the evening. See if we can remember all the random events that got me hitched up to such a daydreamer.
I wouldn't call the way you flirted with me very random. You had the whole thing calculated.
I did not. You were the one.
It has been my honour to work at this institution for the past 30 years. I've been able to witness some truly remarkable things, but none of them can match the achievements of one of this year's graduates, the first recipient for 2 decades of the prestigious Max Planck Award, Samuel Beck. Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you.
You can do anything now. Every company's going to want you. Have you thought any more about my offer?
I have. I'd like to take you up on the PhD.
Fantastic. I knew you'd say yes. Now, there's someone here I'd like you to meet. Sam, this is Miss Wells from GSS, the company funding the project.
Nice to meet you.
So, you're the genius.
I am.
My company is investing an obscene amount of money in you. I hope you can live up to your reputation.
Miss Wells? I think I can.
Very good. Rose? We will have to observe this one very closely.
To quantum physics.
Cheers.
Hello? Hello? Professor Rose, is anybody here?
We can build it.
God, pardon me. I didn't see you there. I'm Samuel Beck. I'm here to work on the project.
We shall observe every quantum state in situ.
What? Sorry, photons don't act like that when they're measured.
They do if you aren't watching them.
Thus, a paradox. Look, have you seen Professor Rose?
I'm the professor overseeing this experiment. I want to show you something. You see that thin beam of light?
Uh-huh.
That represents all you know about quantum physics. The darkness is everything you don't.
I've seen this before. Shoot a continuous photon beam through 2 slits and you get a series of vertical lines on the back wall.
Just like waves crossing each other, 2 crests or 2 troughs will make a mark, but when a trough hits a crest, they cancel out and you get nothing.
Thanks, but I think I covered this in my first year as an undergrad.
Watch.
So now you're shooting 1 photon at a time.
And what do you see?
Is this some sort of practical joke you play on newbies? Okay. So for every photon fired, there is 1 corresponding flash on the rear sensor because the superposition collapses into a single state as soon as it's measured.
Look again.
What the? It's 1 photon, but multiple flashes. Every possible state, but that's not possible while we're observing.
Forget what you know.
Sorry, Professor, but how did you do that?
Just a simulation, Mr. Beck, but we know it can be done. And together, we're going to build the machine that proves it.
Sam? You're awake. It's me. It's almost morning. Let me go and make breakfast. You'll feel better.
No. I've got to go.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
I need to speak to Professor Rose.
I'm afraid he left the university quite a few years ago.
Is there any way I can see his lab or files?
I'm sorry, we can't allow visitors into...
I'm not a visitor. I'm an alumni. I studied here for years.
I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
Look, that's me on the wall. You see the photo in the centre?
Well, I never. You're Samuel Beck. Professor Rose said you'd turn up one day.
Really?
Yes. He even left this for you.
What's in it?
I guess you'll have to see for yourself.
Emperor's New Mind by Roger Penrose. Huh? Hang about. This isn't a book. It's Rose's journal. Blank 21 has quickly adapted to the new environment. Young One is exceeding our expectations. Even so, Wells continues to pressure us for results. It doesn't make any sense.
Sam, are you okay?
Yvonne, what are you doing here?
You called me.
Did I?
Why did you call me?
I don't know.
Sam, is something wrong? Sam? You can talk to me. I'm your partner.
I don't remember.
I've got to go back to work.
Hello?
Professor Rose?
I always wonder when you call.
I got your notebook.
Oh, yes. Appropriately hidden, don't you think?
I need to meet you.
You're not my responsibility anymore.
Then where's the professor?
You'll have to go to GSS.
Miss Wells. So it was always for the company.
From the very first light show in the lab.
What are you talking about? The professor...
He showed you your potential.
Meaning what?
That your past, present and future are all the same.
I don't...
You'll need my address.
I hear you're ready to conduct your first light experiment.
Almost. Just need to calibrate the...
Did you know that Thomas Young first performed this in 1801? Have we come so far since then?
Damn it!
Something I can help you with?
No, maybe. I can't quite figure it out. I've been running simulations for the past week, but every time the particle collapses. There's got to be a problem with my calculations, but I've been over them 1,000 times. Oh, I just don't know what else to do.
And the professor?
He just watches.
I wouldn't let it worry you too much. Maths is just description, analysis, models, predictions. Don't get me wrong, it's fundamental to our work. But with this type of project, we're dealing with an unknown. Mathematics might not be of any use at all in forming real-world science.
And you think a machine like this is dealing with the real world?
Oh yes, very much so. We're exposing the foundations of reality, the very fabric of existence. When we understand quantum mechanics, we will understand the universe.
Still be happy if I could get the equations right.
In that case, you might want to speak to a colleague of mine in mathematics, Dr. Maybury.
Can I help you?
Dr. Maybury?
Surprised I'm a woman?
I'm surprised you're so young. I mean, I thought you were the same age as Professor Rose. He suggested I came to see you.
You're from physics?
Samuel Beck.
Veronica Little.
Nice to meet you. What did you say your name was?
So Dr. Maybury's on sabbatical until next year. What was it you wanted?
Just a small problem with some calculations.
I can take a look.
Perhaps I should get in contact with Dr. Maybury.
I'm one of his research assistants.
Thanks, but...
You can call me Dr. Little if that helps. Can I take a look?
Sure.
Okay, let's open this up and... What exactly are you working on?
Do you know how long it'll take to go through them?
Well, I mean, these equations are incredible. It could take... To be honest, I don't know.
Could you call me as soon as you've had the chance?
Yes, I will. Soon.
And... Done. That's it. Mark II.
Good. And the simulations?
I'm working on those.
I can't see them on the computer.
Yeah, I've asked someone to...
You've done what?
I've...
Does Rose know about this?
He suggested it.
It seems that a variable has entered the equation. Planck 22 has been negatively affected by this, and the progress of the project could be seriously delayed.
Sam, what are you doing? It's 3 in the morning. Come come back to bed?
Reading.
What's happening to us?
Sorry?
I'm not sure about anything anymore. We haven't had a proper conversation for weeks. Am I even registering with you? Sam!
I haven't spoken to Wells yet because I know she'd take drastic action.
Coffee, please.
Sam, over here.
I wasn't sure this was the right place.
I'm guessing you don't get off campus much.
I get quite involved in what I'm doing.
I know, I saw your work, remember?
And?
Not even a how are you?
Well?
What can I say? It's extraordinary. I mean, I haven't seen your project, but these calculations. You know, I'd really like to see what you're working on.
So, did you find any conflicts? Because I still can't figure out why the simulations don't work.
No, I mean, the maths is fine. In fact, it's perfect. But...
What?
Well, when I first looked through it, there was nothing I could find. Like I said, it was perfect. However, I noticed that on occasions it's non-symmetrical.
Well, of course, the arrow of time...
See, that's all very well, but it doesn't take into account the possibility of the future affecting the past.
Because it's impossible. It breaks the second law of thermodynamics.
In maths, there are no rules. Just take a look at the calculations.
So, this seems like you're suggesting that entanglement doesn't just happen in space, but also in time.
Hey, I'm just the numbers girl.
Damn it, it works. You're a genius.
That's something coming from Samuel Beck.
Thank you, really. Is there anything I can do to repay you?
Well, I mean, we're not talking rocket science here, are we? I want to see the machine.
How about I take you for dinner?
I'd love that, but this conversation isn't over.
Your progress is slowing down.
Blimey, could you stop doing that?
It seems you have other things on your mind.
Well, yes, I do. In fact, that's me done for the day. Good night.
Who is Veronica?
Excuse me?
It's better if you're not distracted from your work. We're almost ready for the next stage. I suggest you concentrate on the machine.
I've given the past 18 months to this project, but I also have a life, and I'm going to spread my time between them. After all, I can't be in two places at once.
So funny. You should have seen Mavery's face. Are you sure this is the quickest way back?
Uh-huh.
Sam, I know you're up to something when you smile like that. What is it?
Do you remember our first date?
Huh?
We went for coffee.
That was not a date. You call that a date? No wonder I'm the only girlfriend you've ever had.
Worked, didn't it?
That's debatable. But I'll go with it for now. I might have some recollection.
If you don't want to know...
No, no! Why? Why? You're going to show me, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
See, I hadn't forgotten.
After you. Welcome to my humble laboratory.
Wow,
So, what do you think?
It's big. Really big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very impressive. Well, what does it actually do?
I'll show you. Just set up a password And we are good to go. Are you ready?
Why not? Let's do it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, and... Cool, huh?
I guess.
Almost done. Look there, the two monitors.
Okay, yeah. And...
What do you see?
Kind of fuzzy, small, bright objects.
How many?
Two.
Wrong. There's only one.
Okay, so you're showing me two projections of the same... What is it exactly?
An atom. And nope, wrong again.
Are you trying to get revenge on me because I solved your equations? So tell me, how many glowing balls are there? Seriously, how many?
One. It's the same atom. It just exists in two different places at once.
No way! That's really cool.
No. You don't get it. Take a look again. That's the same thing in two places.
Yes, I know.
It's incredible when you think about it, when you actually think about what we're seeing.
I understand.
No, you don't. This machine holds the superposition in stasis, preventing it collapsing into one fixed state. It's amazing. We can control the...
Sam, you want to see something really amazing? I'm going to show you how two objects can exist in one place at the same time. I want to tell you something.
I'm more stimulating than calculus.
I've been offered an associate professorship at Columbia.
But that's... Are you going to take it?
Come with me.
Young is finally ready. I hope subject is too.
I don't get it.
Planck's theory works, we can do it. Only some moderate changes needed to Young too. Young, Planck... What that? Okay, let's go back. Young's first formal test successful. I expect there will be many more to come. So far, subject is performing well. Planck, subject, Young.
Damn it.
Sam?
Huh?
I've had enough. You've got to tell me what's going on.
Nothing.
Don't lie to me, Sam. You haven't been sleeping. All you do is read that book.
It's my work.
You're an accountant! We've got to talk, Sam. We can't go on like this. You, looking through me.
You didn't even exist before we met.
What?
You were just a probability. One of many.
I don't understand. Do you still love me? Sam, are you even listening?
Huh?
Where are you? I can't breathe here anymore. Sorry, Sam.
I'm here to see Professor Rose.
He's expecting you. Please come this way, Mr. Beck.
Come in, Sam. Make yourself at home. Fancy a drink?
I want to know what happened.
Has he contacted you?
What? Who?
Well, don't worry. He will. You're their business now. You and the whole damn project.
You sold it. Well, it looks like GSS paid you off well.
Science like that does not come cheap.
But it was your life's work.
It was never mine.
When did GSS take everything?
Not long after you left. I helped them rebuild it, but that was all. Unfortunately, we couldn't replace one vital component.
And
I was no longer needed.
So what was missing?
Why, you, Sam. You see, no matter how we approached it, how many others we tried, there is no one with a mind quite like yours.
What about the professor?
I think he knew right from the start. He observed you very closely. I remember the time they came to see me to discuss your progress. That's when they finally took control. Miss Wells, what an unexpected surprise. I thought our meeting wasn't scheduled until next week.
The professor here has informed me of a glitch in our experiments.
Not to my knowledge. The reports from Sam show everything is running smoothly.
The problem is not with the machine.
It seems our genius has developed a rather worrying distraction.
He's a young man. It's only natural.
I'd prefer it if my investment was his sole focus.
And I'm sure you agree, Professor Rose, that for the machine to work, we will need his unfaltering attention.
What shall we do?
Leave it to me.
And I knew we had little choice by then. We were already too far.
What did they do? Tell me!
Professor Rose, time to leave, Mr. Beck.
Tell me, damn it!
Time to leave!
Sam, you have a visitor.
We can build it.
Who can build what?
My company.
The machine.
Mr. Beck's PhD project.
You've got a PhD?
No,
He didn't complete it. He had issues.
Issues? That machine was dangerous. We couldn't control it. You know that.
But it was also groundbreaking.
Yes, it was. We could have...
Yes, if you'd have continued, but you didn't.
So why are you here?
I need you to remember the work you destroyed to help complete the machine.
I can't. It's gone.
The company will compensate you.
I don't care about money.
Don't you want to see our vision realized? To see what it can do?
I already saw what it did.
So how does it work, this machine?
The machine can allow us to see an electron in superposition.
An electron or something else?
We fool the target into believing it isn't being observed.
Hold all possible states and then control which future it collapses into.
And then what?
We don't know. I never got that far.
But you can now. Think about it, and call us when you're ready.
Who was that exactly?
The professor.
Yeah, I gathered that much. And this machine?
The machine.
Oh, just speak to me! Please, I don't understand. What's this all about?
The ability to hold all possible futures in stasis.
And what? Eventually, you've got to make a choice.
We'd all have complete control.
Exactly, Sam. That's what scares me most. We're collapsing and I don't have any.
Today we run the ultimate test. Plank and I are both wary, but Wells insists. Fear the professor. Plank, I hear the professor working late in the labs. I no longer ask what he's doing.
subject's distractions become a paramount concern, something has to be done. It doesn't make any damn sense!
The Emperor's New Mind by Roger Penrose. Of course.
Mr. Beck.
I know the way.
Come in, Sam.
Young is the machine. Plank is the subject.
Take a seat.
Who is Plank?
I didn't know. Not until many years later.
Tell me.
Take a seat.
Hello? Sam?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Is Sam here? He left a message for me to come by.
He's with Professor Rose.
Oh, okay. Wow, it's coming on. It's huge. Much bigger than when I last saw it.
You can wait for him.
Oh, sure.
But not here. I'm working in this area. There are some chairs behind the machine.
Thanks. Maybe I'll come back later.
It's up to you. Can you use the other exit? It's next to the chairs.
Do you know how long he'll be?
No.
Maybe I'll wait here then.
As I said, it's up to you. I need to get on with this. Can you go to the other side of the machine?
Sorry, sure.
Today's the day. I'm just glad I finally got the simulation sorted.
Afternoon, Professor. Ready?
Everything's in place. Wells is already in the safety room.
What are we waiting for?
Excellent. Well then?
I've prepared everything.
I'd prefer just to run over it myself.
He's done it, Beck. Don't waste time.
Let's just get on with it.
Okay. Here goes.
I can't see anything happening.
We won't know if it's a success until after the experiment.
We're trying to create and observe every quantum state.
Think of it as freezing space-time.
Then controlling how it collapses.
But this time with a much larger, more complex object.
A plastic model of DNA. My choice.
What's happening?
I don't know. There's interference.
My God, there's somebody in there.
Veronica? Veronica! Veronica, no! Open the door! Open the door!
Stop him! He'll kill us all!
You can't! It's too dangerous! I'm so sorry, Sam.
Sam! Please! Sam! I love you!
It's collapsing.
Sam!
No!
I didn't know, Sam.
They killed her.
It was an accident.
She died, damn it!
All great achievements come with sacrifice. You should know that. All that work, Sam, all that money, all your ideas, gone.
Damn machine. You killed her. I'm finished. With everything!
It took us many years to rebuild it. You'd burned all your notes and destroyed the computer files.
I had to.
Actually, it was quite amusing watching the professor trying to sort out those equations. None of his simulations worked at first. The particle kept collapsing.
Entanglement over time.
Well, I always expected you to have sorted it out long before anyone else.
So the machine doesn't work. Is that why they want me back?
On the contrary. They found another way to entangle information over space.
So then, why?
The same reason as before. They've gone as far as they can. They need your insights. Those calculations you destroyed.
But that was maths, just theory. It's not physically possible.
You really believe that? My journal. There's some interesting ideas in the original book. You know what the machine is capable of, don't you, Sam?
It can't. It's not...
Somebody had to go first.
Veronica. No.
Goodbye.
Need to think. Where did I put it? It's been a long time. Need to remember.
Sam.
I almost forgot. It almost faded.
Sam, look at me. I'm leaving.
There. It's all on this USB. The only bit I saved.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Our calculations, the codes.
Sam! I don't know what's happened to you, but I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving you.
No, I'm leaving. I'm still connected to her.
Oh, you finally made your choice. Well, so have I. Goodbye.
It's me. Tomorrow.
Mr. Beck, welcome to GSS.
So it's finished?
Everything apart from your final codes.
It's beautiful.
It's waiting for you.
At last, time to...
No, not yet. The company won't allow it until we've done further tests. You know the risks.
Of course. We were both there. We both know what happened.
It was Schrödinger.
What? I'm talking about Veronica.
I gave her the option. She could have left at any moment.
You killed her.
It was impossible to predict what would happen. It was only when we observed her that the superposition collapsed.
She was not part of the experiment. You killed her.
No, Mr. Beck. I had no knowledge of her state. As soon as she entered the room, her future was entwined with that of the machine.
It was programmed for inanimate objects. The human mind is too fragile, too complex.
But her physical components were reconfigured perfectly. The machine worked.
We killed her.
So... don't let her die in vain. With your calculations, this machine will change the universe.
And your company will control it. The power to entangle knowledge across time.
Yes, Sam, but you cannot use...
Where's the main console? I'll upload the codes.
That's good. We're almost done. We'll be able to hold every moment the machine has been used in superposition over space and time.
And control where and when it collapses.
Exactly.
You know, the theory, the one all this is based on.
That measurements in the future can affect ones taken in the past.
Yeah. Well, that's not mine. It's Veronica's.
What are you doing? It's not ready yet. It's not been tested.
Somebody has to go first. And I'm going back to save her.
Stop it. It won't work. You saw what happened before. You'll kill us both.
But don't you want to know? What happens next?
Science cannot solve the ultimate mystery of nature because, in the last analysis, we ourselves are part of that mystery.
That was Entangled, written, produced, and directed by Jonathan Crew, starring Ethan Taylor as Sam, Jane Turner as Veronica, Florence Battersby as Yvonne, Simon Stallard as the Professor, Chris Reed as Professor Rose, and featuring the voice of Professor Jim Al-Khalili. Entangled was recorded at the Institute of Sound Recording at the University of Surrey by James Hollis. The music was composed by Dan Tarbuck. The science advisor was Matthew Elliott.